Hey, AfterBuzz TV listeners, want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell us what you're thinking? Send us a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send us audio that might end up in a future episode of our after show. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform we use to publish and distribute our podcasts to you for free. You could send us voice messages about all sorts of topics, from questions you have for us, to what you thought of the latest episode of your favorite TV show, what you think of our format, or even your best impression of one of the characters from these shows. Anything you can think of, you can send it. We'll see all of your messages, and we might even add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. All you gotta do to send us a voice message right now from wherever you're listening is tap the link in the show notes. We can't wait to hear from you.
The city of Sydney is about to wake up to an art frenzy because one of our characters has turned into a street artist. Find out who it is on Lunatics episode 5 and 6 recap here on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, I am so happy to be back talking Lunatics. I mean, every Chris Lilley show is my favorite show, so I can never be depressed like talking about pranks and litivities and people becoming street artists. Yes. And DJs and whatever else.
Oh my God.
So welcome back, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Zahner, and we are so excited tonight to talk about episodes 5 and 6 of Lunatics. And to my left, I have my wonderful hosts with me, Alice.
Yes.
And Anais.
Dope F.
Yes, huge Chris Lilley fans. We are obsessed with this show. So let's just get right into it because we have a lot to talk about with episodes 5 and 6. So let's cover episode 5 first. We start with Gavin. You know, I love Gavin. He is like on one this episode because him and his buddies, Oscar and Dylan, they're, you know, getting into these litivities. So we have two parts of Gavin.
That word makes me laugh every time.
If you don't know what a litivity is, I didn't know what it was, but it's a lit activity, and that's what they're doing right now. So they're, this is like a major part of this episode, I guess. They're the biggest and the best litivity is the chocolate hunt, which I'm into. How do you feel about the chocolate hunt?
Gavin gets all the chocolate.
Yeah, he's such a cheater. Yeah. It's like, 45 seconds, and he gets everything. It's like, okay, really? Like, yeah, so that's, you know, and he's like, oh, it's not because I'm fat. Like, okay.
And then he just continued to awkwardly eat candy, like, in front of everyone and throughout the whole episode.
So I was happy he was eating candy that was, like, not molded because, like, the first episode he pulls, like, this gross, like, piece of chocolate that has, like, green mold on it from, like, who knows when out and starts eating it. So I was just happy that he wasn't eating
he upgraded
old chocolate.
His
yes,
chocolate.
Totally. So aside from the litivities, he's like receiving all the stuff in the mail and they're going to play all these pranks. So he says that this is what he's going to do when he takes over as the Earl of Gayhurst. And so they're going to make some content with these pranks for his Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So he has...
It's a snake, it's a croc, and it's a dick.
Croc, it's a dick!
Yes.
Just needed to say it, guys.
Yeah, so I mean, I thought the pranks were hilarious. I'm all about pranks, and if I could watch an Instagram of pranks, I would think it's hilarious.
Well, it's also this is like true 13-year-old boy fashion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, a little bit different when I was 13, but like obviously we've got technology now, so the pranks can be more epic.
Yes.
But yeah, I like watching all of those pranks. I was like, yeah, I totally see kids. I mean, I have work coworkers that like do stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not the dick on a drone, but you know, probably something else.
Oh my God.
But what was the purpose on with the dick on the drone? Like, I understand the other ones that scare them, but then the dick on a drone is just like, is that just supposed to shock you when you see it flying in the air?
Yeah, I think so, because you don't expect that. And it's kind of like, you don't want that in your face, so then it's like the fear, like, oh my gosh, it's going to get in my face.
Oh my God. Oh. I'm sorry, but that's like the best. Like, the snake one, I might fall for it. The croc one, I would definitely fall for, and I would be like crying and like running, because I'm definitely afraid of crocodiles. But like, if I saw like a dick flying on a drone, I'd be like, who is the genius that did this? Because this is hilarious, especially when he did it to like the historical society.
Oh God, that
came.
Was so embarrassing.
Oh my God. But they acted like no one even like said anything.
They
it was just
turned
like,
and
follow-
ran. I would have put it on a longer string though, because like when I tried to do it to the animals, I was like, they're gonna get scared by the drone. It needs to be on a longer rope.
The
obviously.
View of like of it with like the donkeys like running wild. I'm about that F it's a dick.
I liked it.
A hilarious prank. So I'm curious to see if maybe, well, because Chris Lilly like retweets all these like, you know, people reenacting scenes and things. Please somebody reenact to the F it's a dick.
Yes. I'm sure he got it from someone that did it in the first place.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know where he comes up with all this stuff, because there's other stuff that happens like in these episodes that I'm just like, how do you even think this stuff up?
Well, but we have some news on that later.
Mm. Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. So that's about it for Gavin between the lativities and the pranks.
Well, and then the guinea pigs.
The guinea pigs.
Yeah. That wasn't something I wrote down because they multiplied.
Yes.
You know, last time we were talking about like if they died.
Yeah.
And then there was like twice as many.
And now they multiplied. And this, I wrote down, like, this episode has so many, for me, like, so many good memorable quotes. Like, one of them was when he says, shooting guinea pigs gives me life.
Yes. Like, that's like another like epic line now, right? Like, it gives me life. Shooting guinea pigs gives him life. How many guinea pigs has he shot in his day? Because like, come on, does it give you life though?
Like, yeah, I know.
Well, like, I guess he hasn't found out really.
Yeah,
that's definitely a quote that like you have to say it around people who've seen this show, because then they'll be like, wait, what? Like, you like to shoot animals?
I'm learning a lot about, you know, teen culture in this show. And a lot of new words.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's where we see Gavin in this episode. And then we move to Joyce, which I love Joyce as well. So something that I love about Joyce is she's just so weird. And it's like, so the video with her dad, like she's like performing.
That was so cute.
I mean, it is a really cute thing, but like, how do you think that up to even do that? So she's like singing, like the TV's on and like her dad's singing and she's like singing the part.
And then
he
looks towards her.
Yes.
Yeah. They planned it out, like planned ahead.
I know. She is so cute. So how did you guys like the performance?
I thought that video was really adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's so cute.
Yeah. I can tell she was really close to her dad, because like he always comes up in like every episode. What about her mom though? What's up with the mom?
That's a good point. She doesn't bring her mom up at all, but she does talk about her dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe hopefully we'll find out, like, what happened. Did she abandon them or what? Did she pass away? What?
Yeah, that's interesting. Because her dad does come up more in this episode. She's going to get evicted because she hasn't paid rent in 3 months, and she's blaming the dishwasher. And then also the birds, because the birds, like, must have, like, told on her or something, which is great. And her card's been declined. She's out of money. And it comes to the point where the guy, I think his name's like Reese comes back, and he wants to buy the teddy bear. And I don't understand what the deal with this teddy bear is.
I think it's like the one possession that like is really special between her and her dad. So it was like super sentimental value.
But why does Reese want it?
I have no idea. That is weird. I don't know why.
Because it like is beat up, right?
Yeah, it's like an... I was thinking, like, it must be, like, some collector's teddy bear.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, $1,000 is a lot for a teddy bear. So unless he's going to get, like, 10 grand for it somewhere else, I don't know why you'd want to buy that.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the teddy bear?
I don't know. I don't know if maybe secretly he just, like, likes Joyce or something.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's like, it has her scent or something.
Yeah, and he knows that, like, she needs money.
Yeah, so
it's, like, his way of helping her.
Yeah, because he also sat and watched her performance. Everybody's performing in these two episodes because...
He paid $10 for that performance.
So yeah. Like, I don't know if it was worth
Instead
it.
Instead of just being, like, here's money, it's, like, he's getting a little bit, like, she's giving him something in return.
So then I was, like, is he, like, a huge fan? Because she used to be a porn star. And he's, like, going to try to win her over, so he's like buying all these possessions because she knows like she's building a museum, so he's like gonna go, but she's like not doing anything, so I'm like, is he buying all this stuff and then gonna build her a museum like somewhere or something? Like, does he have a thing for her? Because why would you pay $1,000 for this like beat up teddy bear?
I thought
I don't know,
that maybe he might have a thing for her and it's like a way to like just keep spending time with her and keep seeing her.
But
just,
why
like,
the $1,000 for the
bear? Well, he could have bought something else for $1,000
or for like $25,
right? She's got a lot of scrunchies. You know?
I need a scrunchie.
The other thing I noticed with her, or that I was, like, shocked by, was that she said she rented, because it was like, oh, my God, what landlord wants her in their house?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Nightmare.
You know, I'm a landlord. I would not want her renting any of my properties. Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of sad when, you know, she's like bankrupt now, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when, like, when she's freaking out when Rhonda is like throwing out her stuff, she's like, oh my gosh, and like, no, like, we my passport. It's like, for me, it was just like sad seeing that, because like that's something that happens, like you see on Hoarders, like,
yeah,
people start like getting really upset and freaking out, and like people like don't understand why, and it's just that like,
yeah,
sentimental, yeah, like attachment and stuff. So it made me kind of feel some, I don't know,
just the mental illness was showing its,
yeah,
poor and Joyce. another good quote, yes, that I thought for quotes. Joyce was when she says to Reese, I love you and I hope you don't die soon.
Yes.
I was,
oh, like, my God,
that's another good one.
So it's so epic in that moment, because she also brings the whiteboard out, like, number one, like, how did you fit the whiteboard from your room out, because the house is packed with like stuff, and then like you bring it out and it just says like, I love you on the whiteboard, and I'm just like, how does he think this up? Like, it's so stupid, but it's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you die.
She does like that whiteboard.
Or I hope you, I love you and I hope you don't die soon.
So that's a quote you guys can use to anyone, you know, with anyone you love. Just be like, I love you and I hope you don't die soon. It's like, okay.
That's going to be on all the Hallmark Valentine's cards in the next year.
Oh, yeah, so romantic. That would be such a good Valentine's Day card if they like did Chris Lilly ones, and that was like one of the quotes, and you could like give that to your Valentine.
Yeah, get your significant other into Chris Lilly, and then you guys can like say that to each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe next week we should just write everything on a board instead of talking.
Okay, so that's what we have for Joyce this episode. And then we move to Quentin, which it's so funny, because I was thinking on while I was driving up here, like, if I had to pick one of these people that would be like my friend, even though he's not my favorite on the show, I think it would be him, because he's just so funny, and you could just like go out with him and like make him do a bunch of dumb shit, and like it'd be just so epic. But
I'd be so embarrassed to go out with him. Oh my god!
Well, you just hide in the corner. You go, Quentin, go do this.
Yeah, so I would probably make him do stuff and then just film it.
Yeah,
and exactly. I'll pretend I don't know him. Like, I don't know him. I'm just here filming. So
he's with Harrison, and they're talking about artists while they're on their way to his property, and he's talking about like all this street art and stuff like that, and they get to the construction, and basically he has all these ideas, which we've talked about, of this, for this like high-end apartment complex, and his dad's like, you know, there, and he's like, this is great, and the construction guy's like, well, I'm not doing anything, so I haven't got paid. We find out like Quentin's like spending millions of dollars to do this, so in order to make up for the money lost, he's going to become an artist now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like Banksy.
Love the. I mean, very creative with all the ideas. I just thought it was so funny that the dad is just like. At first, I was like, "Is he like screwing around? Like, is he serious?
Yeah. Because
he like seemed so into like what Quentin was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, he's got to be like. He can't be serious. He's like, oh my god, great idea. I love that. The floor lowering, fish tanks for your feet. Fantastic. And then Quentin goes off on the contractor. Like a mad scientist.
Yeah, I thought his dad, I thought his dad was like normal in his brain. Because like, I know his mom was like always like, and his brothers are always like encouraging. Yeah. But like, I thought his dad had some sense, but now you find out like, no, definitely he does not. He's right, like going with it.
He's like, we have an entrepreneurial son to like the mom or something. So
yeah, so Quentin is our character who's turned into a street artist. And I actually didn't mind his art. I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm not paying, like, a massive amount of money for it, but, like, I'll look at it and I'll think about it and I'll be confused just like his dad was.
Yeah, I think it reminded me of, like, if Burning Man had, like, an office, like, equipment section as art.
And I love this one quote from Quentin. I don't know. He said, I'm blowing my own mind. I was like, oh, geez, of course.
True artist. Just blowing his own mind.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, he's an artist now.
Yeah, with DJ, copiers. Artist. And
But things kind of go wrong because I forgot to mention that the trash guy comes and picks up his thing before anybody can see it when he puts the copier out.
That was so sad.
I know, it was so
but
sad.
But he did do a lot of tagging on the streets.
Yes.
Yeah, and he messed up his own sign there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, yeah. It's good. No, it's
right.
Good. Blah, blah, blah. So good. Like, oh, slow.
And then lastly, yes, I love Quentin. In this episode, we go with Yana, and she is like in full panic mode on an emergency call with Kylie. Kylie has like this appointment with her wedding planner and she's like skipping it to be on this call. And the call is so funny because she's freaking out. They like get to the driveway, they park the car, they sprint up the thing, and a dog's like under a rug. It's like, oh my god, like this is so urgent,
he's gonna die.
Yeah, the dog's scared because he got electrocuted because he peed on the
Christmas tree and now there's a new tree in the spot. Well, I actually looked this up because I was like, I wonder if this actually happens to a lot of dogs or not.
Yeah,
and I didn't find any instances where dogs had peed on the Christmas tree, but I did find a lot of times when dogs have like chewed on the Christmas lights and they get electrocuted. And then there were like all these websites for like pet safety during the holidays and like, you know, pet safety around Christmas trees. And so I was like, wow, I guess that's like more common than I thought.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was interesting. So I guess it's a real thing.
And one of Jeanna's quotes I loved is when she says, your job is more important than weddings. that's so messed up.
It's so funny because as I was like listening to that, I'm like, well, no, the wedding's like one of the biggest days of your life. And then I'm like, yeah, but it's only one day. So maybe she's right. Yeah. I don't know.
Depends on how you look at it. So.
And then Jeanna dressed up in a an actual dog suit to like help this dog
get out of it. There's actually people out there who dress up as dogs. They're called pups. And here's an image on the screen right now. And it's insane. Like these people just role play as dogs, which is fine and everything. But then if you look at their costumes and everything, they take it seriously. And frankly, it's kind of creepy, but. Like, wow. You know,
and I just love the expression on their significant other's
face. I mean,
she looks so happy.
Yeah. Why is this a thing?
Yeah, the lady might be creepier than the dog.
It's like those people that, you know, they want to be like the big babies, but it's like the same kind of...
Have you seen this? This is a real thing.
They have conventions for those people.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Well, they also have... I don't know if this is similar to that we just saw on the screen, but they have the furry convention.
Yeah. Yes.
That's 100% different than what that is. I'll say that. Because furries are just like a whole different other level.
That's these people, kind of like the big babies, it's like these people, they want to be treated like dogs and the other people want to be treated like babies. So I've seen videos about both of them because I'm just like so interested. I'm like, what?
But... Well, I think Jeanna is, you know, she has good intentions with the whole being a dog because she's just like...
Well, she looked like she was having a blast.
Oh, she was. Oh, yeah. You have to. Yeah, so she's up to a lot this episode because also we get back to Natasha, her aardvark.
Yeah,
and she needs to find this aardvark because they live for like 50 years in the wild, so she thinks it could still be alive in Zimbabwe. She calls this like search team who like I don't even think speaks any words to her, and she's like, oh, they seem very capable. It's like, okay, no they don't, but that's whatever. And Victoria's getting ready for her surgery. She's gonna leave as Victoria, come back as Victor. And she's sending her to Thailand.
Yeah, I like how she had the sign, like, I'm transgender, please use appropriate pronouns.
Oh my gosh, I know that sign.
I did want to mention
with the aardvark, because that's, like, such a weird pet, right? Yeah. Like, that's so strange. Yeah. So I did look up some other weird pets that people have, and I actually found this website that has, it's, like, 25 pets you can actually own that are really weird. So I wanted to point out a couple of strange ones. There's like a wallaby. There's also a hippopotamus.
That's dangerous.
So who knew you could have a pet hippopotamus? I mean, I don't even know what kind of facility you'd need for that. But there was also like a capybara. You can have a hedgehog, a fen fox. So there was a lot of things that I was like, I've never seen anyone have these. And obviously, like
the weirdest pets you guys have had. Have you had any weird ones?
Weirdest pets I've had? No. Cat and a dog.
Yeah, just cat and dogs.
Yeah, I've had like lizards and snakes, but nothing.
I would want them, but at the same time, like, I would feel bad. I feel like they need to be in the wild.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
I did have a boyfriend once that wanted a monkey, and I was like,
oh my God.
I think we'll break up.
So it's either the monkey or me. Sorry.
So what about an aardvark, though? Are you guys down with Natasha the aardvark? Do you think they'll find her? Because she does have an earring in her left ear.
Yeah.
So
how did they put
that? I think that aardvark's going to be like at a bar somewhere drinking a pina colada.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be a nice image.
Do people pierce their animals' ears?
Probably. I saw like a, I don't know what kind of dog it was. I'm just going to go for Bichon Frise. It was like a little white dog, and its ears and its tail were dyed hot pink. And I was like, and it was like an old Asian man walking it. I was like, that's definitely his wife's dog. But I thought that was really funny. But I wouldn't put it past him to pierce a dog's ear.
Yeah.
I mean, they cut their dog's ears off.
I know. That's true. So.
And then Jana, sorry, try to kind of win over Kylie by giving her the Swiss Family Robinson book.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I see what you're trying to do there, but it's not going to work.
After her little, like, OCD fit where she was, like, pacing around the room and, like, walking on the bed and everything.
Oh, my God, yeah. And then, like, one of the things I wrote down was just, like, the whole thing with tucking her in and everything. Yes. I was just like, oh, my God. Can you? I mean, there's people.
Stay with me until I fall asleep.
Yeah, but there's, like, people out there, like, in this city that I'm sure are like that and have assistants that, like, make them do that.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
I would not want to be a Hollywood assistant.
Yeah, no.
Hey, everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one. And they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast too with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
I mean for little kids that's fine, but adults, come on.
Yeah, no. So that's where we wrap up episode 5. Anything else you guys, any other takeaways from that episode?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, it showed Joyce, you know, and Quentin kind of both trying to find different ways to make money. And I thought that was kind of relatable, like, in this time with, like, everyone, like, multiple jobs and, like, jobs on their apps and everything. And it's like, you're always trying to find, like, what can I do to, like, make it big or make some money or whatever. So it's like, Joyce, okay, sell my stuff. Quentin, okay, then I'm going to be a street artist or whatever. So I thought that was, you know, pretty relatable. And, you know, it also showed a little bit about how, like, hoarding can kind of affect, you know, family and friends, because, you know, it's kind of affecting, like, Rhonda and everything. So I just don't understand, like, I saw other articles, you know, saying, oh, this show is tone deaf. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you even paying attention? This is, like, reflecting so things funny. That
no, I
happen.
Think people have to, I think, yeah, I think people, I don't know, it's definitely, like, so reflective of the way society is right now.
Yeah.
And even other shows on TV and YouTube, and, like, it's so, yeah, if you're not paying attention, or you don't want to, like, look, you know, deeper into the actual meaning of the skits,
then. I think because they think it's just, like, a comedy, there's no layers or something. Right. It's just like, oh, I feel like Chris Lilley's, he's very smart. I feel like he's a very smart person, so it's like, I feel like he does things, there's, like, when it's for a reason.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But before we move on to the next topic, guys, I just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. And for us to continue to grow, we actually need some help from you. So make sure you subscribe to YouTube, our YouTube channel. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, go ahead and give us a rating on there. We love to get 5 stars. We love to get comments. So if you want to leave us a comment, we would love that too. And if you're watching this afterwards, leave us a comment. We'll try and answer it in our next show as well. Being part of AfterBuzz TV for me has been such a joy. I've been on lots of shows over the last 2 years, and it's really helped me in my hosting career. So thank you guys so much for helping us do what we love.
Yes, and like Becky would say, like, subscribe, and tell your friends, because I literally love you so much. Oh. But also, I wanted to say thank you to Zach, who was commenting on our last episode. So what's up, Zach? Thank you. But speaking of Becky, we start out with Becky in episode 6, and I missed her in episode 5, so I'm glad she's back.
Craftaholic!
Yes, she's killing it on YouTube.
Hey, Beckonators.
I know, I wanted to see how many subscribers she has.
Yeah, I'm a Beckonator for sure. Yes.
She has her dorm room DIY videos going up. She's like making doing a lot of work right now, because she's making a video a day. She's possibly talking about 2 videos. Then she's doing, like, live Instagram stuff. And
I was a little worried about her as, like, you know, someone who's older. I'm like, girl, like, no, you can't be all on social media all the time, you know? Like, you need to, you know, be away from it. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Tell that to the youth of today.
Yeah, I know.
I think we should actually take a silent moment to have a silent disco right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, the silent disco. I'll flick the lights.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Don't want to give anyone a seizure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so she's doing these videos. Everybody's been nice, even Jack, she said. But Lucy's, like, starting to get new friends. But that's okay, because Becky's, like, having the time of her life with her friends doing the silent disco.
Or so so we think. Yes. I mean, secretly not, maybe.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her when she's, like, saying, everything's so great. And, like, you could just see, I'm like, girl, it's okay.
I know. I love her so much. It's so sad, because you're right. Like, she has the silent disco, but she's, like, all about lingers, talking about, like, I'm going to, you know, like,
I'm going to tell him I love him.
I know. And hopefully he'll be my first kiss and, like,
cuddle with
me. You see her, like, outside, like, sitting with her friends. They're really loud and fun, and they're just, like, ignoring her completely. I feel so bad for Becky. I love her. But in the whole, these two episodes have been about performing, because she performs this song for lingers as well, which... pretty interesting.
Oh my gosh, just everything with lingers to me was so painful to watch.
It's so painful.
Because I feel so bad for her, because she's so sweet, and he obviously does not like him, and I just want to go protect her and be like, no, it's
almost every scene just with Becky when she's not doing Craftaholic is painful to watch.
I know.
It's because sad. It is. It's like so much like everyone knows someone like that.
Yeah.
That like is that like awkward person that like doesn't really know how to fit in and like and you like always feel bad for them you're like, oh, I wish you would like just be a little less socially awkward and maybe people would accept you a little bit more. But
like, why isn't Lucy talking any sense into her? Like, she says at one point, she says something like, do you think he's friend-zoned you? But like in the library, she's like praying with her that lingers will like her, and just like, Lucy, like, talk some sense into her.
That's why they need me to come in. I'm just kidding. Yeah. They're both the same age. I'm older, so I can come in. I'm just kidding. But, then the one lingers. He was like, oh, time's up. I'm out. Like, he literally tells her, like, I'm out.
And he's really quite a D-bag.
Oh, my God.
He's a jerk.
And then when he sends a text.
Okay, the text is insane.
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot.
Okay,
I wrote it down. Yes. F off so I can make out with this chick. And I'm like, just her face, like, Becky. Oh, my God. I wanted to punch him.
That was the most painful moment, because they were talking about, let's invite him to, like, are you going to invite him to the scavenger hunt? She said yes. And when he said yes, he was going to come, I was, like, shocked. I was like, oh, this is good. And then, of course, he starts, like, hitting on her friend, Nancy. Mm-hmm. And then he sends the text message. And I'm just like the first time he texts her, right? She's like, oh, you're sending me a message? And that's the message. So she storms out. And I'm shocked she doesn't hit her head, like, or get clotheslined by, like, the door, I don't know, fan
again. Yeah,
but she goes outside and she's like running outside, so of course Jack's like, oh, there's Becky running in the grass, don't hit your head. Like, I can't stand Jack.
And again, Lucy not being a great sister by first of all, she was like all hugging up on Jack. I'm like, wait, what? You're like hanging out with him still?
Yeah.
Like almost dating him now after he was mean to your sister? Like, I would never date anyone who messed with my sister. No way, Jose. And then, like, when, you know, that whole thing is going on, she's outside, she's like not really trying, like, oh, Becky.
Well, she wants to be cool. She wants to fit in. I think that's taking precedent.
Yeah. Did you see him killing it when he was doing that performance, though? Not him, but Becky. But did you see Chris Lilly, like, whatever he's standing on? I don't know, but he was just killing it in that performance, like, dancing. I'm like, oh, it's hilarious.
He's just amazing.
I know.
There was a lot of dancing in this episode between all the characters.
That's true. Yeah, so we move on to Quentin, and he had to sell his Tesla because he needs money. That's really sad.
That car is so funny.
Is that his car?
I thought that was a hatchback.
Okay, so first I thought it was his, but then I thought it was Harrison's car. Who was driving it?
I think it might be Harrison's
car. Yeah, I thought it was Harrison's.
Oh, really? Yeah. So he just got rid of his Tesla and he has no car.
And he has no car. So Harrison's driving him around. Mm-hmm. So he needs to, like, land some listings because he needs to make money. So he goes to this listing and, oh, my God, he asked to use the bathroom and he comes. Like, it was, like, such a weird shot because, like, it happened, like, all of a sudden. Like, he just comes out of the bathroom and he's like, did you take a shit in the bathroom? And he's like...
Oh, I love that old man.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Yeah, so he's like, oh, I just, you know, I don't know what he says, but his wife goes in there spraying and they're all mad about it.
They're like, you're disgusting. We want your dad.
So, yeah, they can't stand him. And I don't blame them. Harrison is so nice, though. Like, I love him. He just does everything right in, like, every attempt at a listing or whatever they try to go on. He's just amazing. So something that comes up with Harrison this episode. So they don't like him. They want his dad, but his dad's like retired. So
and I was wrong. They actually didn't make Quentin CEO.
I know. I was surprised by that too. I was like, oh, shocker.
Oh, okay.
I know. They didn't like make a big deal about it. He just kind of like turned 30 and he's like CEO now. Yeah.
It's cool.
But the topic of an ass reduction comes up again in the car. Did you guys notice that when they're driving? He asks Harrison about it.
Yeah, he's getting more self-conscious.
Do you think he'll get one before the season ends?
I mean, it's come up twice now, right? Yeah. So I would say he's gonna, what do you guys think?
Maybe he shouldn't, because that might help him with the fame. Because
that's true.
That's unique. You know, that might get him some publicity. Yeah. So maybe, like, I would say.
Well, also, he can't afford it right now.
That's true. So flaunt it on Instagram, Quentin.
Mm-hmm. Make an Instagram account for your butt. That's Quentin's right. butt. Quentin but Cook's butt.
Yeah, Quentin. That's hilarious. But he is like really trying to make money. So now he's quit the street artist thing at this point that I know of. And he starts putting vocals to one of Harrison's songs. And then he gets him to like come over because they want to record it. So now he's like been like wanting to be a DJ, an artist. And now he's like. Singer,
and I love how he makes it all real estate. He's like, sell, 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 and so bad, his vocals are so bad.
See, but like, why wouldn't you want to be friends with this guy? This guy would be like hours of entertainment. Yeah. It would be so epic. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go like sing this song and like DJ at the club on Friday. It's like, I'm coming and I will be there, like videotaping the entire thing. It's gonna be amazing.
But he treats people so badly.
He is very entertaining, but he's kind of a jerk.
He's kind of a jerk. Brothers and his mom are so encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, their faces, I was like, okay, they're like not liking it, but they're pretending like they are. But then they were like all really into it.
So I was into the song. I think he's got a shot with this. I think he could be so.
It's a niche market. He can sell to like all the real estate industry.
when real estate agents get off work, they can like ride and listen to that on the car ride home.
It'll be great.
Yes. So then we move on to Yana. She's been doing like these colonics and like finding like the weirdest things. So like she found like a blue crayon this time, but she like saves everything she finds,
which is like a little clear container, like it's in a museum or something. Yeah.
Well, that's like, so funny that you say that, because when this was happening, I was like, she's like Joyce, like it, like this is something Joyce would do, but like she doesn't have like an exceptional amount of stuff at her house. I mean, it's.
Yeah, she just collects weird things, too.
Whatever comes out.
Plastic grape, Lego from bodies.
Do you guys remember when colonics was, like, all the rage?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I remember for a while,
yeah, it was, like, I want to say, like, 10 years ago, maybe. And so it was, like, everyone in Hollywood, that was, like, the new fad diet, basically. Like, go get your butt sucked out.
And if you guys find Legos and crayons and... Full grapes, which that you swallowed, I don't think I guess.
They actually find things like that. But
I
guess you lose like 10 pounds or
something. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, who knew?
Well, because you have like lots of extra weight stored in there.
Wow. So she, I guess that's what she's up to.
It's good for you, I guess.
So she has that going on. She's still Skyping with the Zimbabwean trackers, and she's getting kind of annoyed because they're showing her pictures. None of them are Natasha.
Like the same picture over and over again.
It's so funny because as they end the Skype call, like you only see the guy from like his like neck down. You can't see his head. And like they're not saying anything. And she's like, okay, we'll talk to you later. And he just like holds up a piece of paper with a picture of an aardvark. And she's like, you showed me that one. Right? I'm just like, dude, who are these guys?
That's wonderful.
So it was awesome. But she's, like, so out there in these two episodes. Because now she has, like, this virtual reality thing so she can see Victoria.
Mm-hmm. / Kylie.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, my God.
That's
creepy.
So, yes.
She's, like hugging her. Like, I almost thought she was going to start, like, making out with the... And that Kylie was going to catch her.
I know.
I was like...
So, I think that will happen next week.
Oh, shoot. That's a good prediction. Because, yeah, like, so she lets Craig, the Kylie's fiancé, move in. Mm. Oh my gosh, it's so awkward.
And why was the reason he was moving in?
I don't really know. I guess maybe Kylie must just live there.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, because maybe that way they can plan the wedding and be together, maybe. That's what I was thinking. Not, like, for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what the deal with them is, but for some reason, I don't know why. Like, I don't know if this is backstory or not, but I just, like, assumed that he lived, like, somewhere else and he was, like, moving be with him. I don't know if that's true, but that's just, like, the vibe that I got, because, like, I don't know why he would be moving in either. But it's really weird.
So rude to
him. Oh, my gosh.
You can tell, like, I mean, it's already coming out, the feelings. And I liked how, like, Kylie stood her ground when she was, like, when Jana was kind of opposed to them having a baby. She's like, well, we want to have a baby. I was like, yes, Kylie, get a backbone. Yes. You know, stand up to her. And then she's like, well, I'm going to have a baby, too. I'm going to have one before you. I was like, what? There was a competition about who's going to have a baby.
And he's going to be like, my baby's going to be cuter and whatever else.
Yeah, that she's going to get, like, a hot man to donate semen.
Yes, hotter than Craig.
Isn't that funny, though? Because it's, like, I'm sure we all have friends like that, too, where you're, like, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And they're, like, people that, like, don't even like any of those things. And then, like, a week later, they're, like, oh, my God, I totally did this, that, and the other, too. And you're, like...
Just to, like, one-up you and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
These people are annoying.
And also Victor's home.
On a side note, I just got the new, like, VR headset yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And it's amazing.
That's awesome. So
there's this, like, a, it's like Star Wars, but you, like, smash
really
blocks.
Oh, that's really
cool. And it's to songs. Wow. And it's really fun.
Dang.
And I'm only on the easy level. It's really hard.
Yeah, that's amazing. I wish I had VR, because that would be so cool. Aside from all of that, Victor comes home. So...
That's right.
It's been like a packed episode, two episodes with her, really.
And I from when Victor came home, when a quote that I pulled from there was when she says, "Feel the penis."
Oh my god!
To Kylie,
yes.
Oh my god! Like, I'd be like, "Don't not touch it. You might mess it up. Like, oh, leave the penis alone."
Right? What if it falls off?
Like, yeah, you're gonna mess it up. Poor Victor.
Yeah. Who knows with those guys? So that's Jana. I'm still, like, on the fence with her, but whatever. It's fine, because then we move to one of my, like, favorite characters, Keith.
Yes.
And we pick up with him, because we didn't see him last episode, so I kind of forgot, like, what he was up to. But then I remembered quickly when him and Marilyn were sitting down, and she's wearing, like, her basic bitch t-shirt. And she caught him. We left off where she caught him with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I know.
And now Karen is back.
Yes, I know. So his problem clearly has not gone away, because, yes, so they're working together as a team now, because she knows and he doesn't want her to tell anybody.
That's what I predicted.
Yes.
Last episode, if you go see it around, I wrote it down, 29:58.
Okay. She
She's going to use that as, like, leverage.
Yes.
So there we go.
So now they don't have to wear their slogan tees anymore. So no more hoe is life shirt, basic bitch.
Yeah.
Any of those shirts. They're done with them.
And now they have homewares.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So Keith is, like, kind of, like, trying to make this work with the old ladies. Like, he's, like, dressing them and trying
and almost kills one of them.
But they're
so
but
I was
now
gonna
they're
ask
going
you that.
Broke too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So when he put that so he's dressing this lady, this old lady, like, and he decides, like, I think this might be age appropriate, and he shows her a shirt. And he's like, you just need, like, he, like, puts a belt on her and a choker. So he takes
literally choking
a purse over her neck and then, like, ties it. And then he gets a phone call. So I was like, oh no, this is going to go so far south. Like, she's going to die. Did you not think she was going to die?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what the heck?
I was like, oh my god. Luckily, I think she lives.
Was it just me, or was she turning a little bit purple at one point?
Yeah, I thought for sure she was dead. So I was oh, thank god. Because Keith doesn't need any more problems between, like, the vacuum cleaner. And yes, the store's going broke. They think that it's going to be okay because Alex Perry is considering stalking in my dick.
But that's what she said.
Yes. But they get rejected, so, like, they're having all these problems, and Karen's gonna have to come back, and they have some layoffs, and
which I still didn't really get. I was like, I don't understand what's, because, like, the wife was making it seem like that other cash register was, like, making it so they were losing money.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. It's not like the cash register's eating your money.
So
but
Karen
anyways, Karen's back. And you know, obviously, Keith at the end is like,
yes, very excited.
That's really great. And the wife is like,
That stupid bee is back.
And I just love how, like, I think it was in the scene when, like, he was happy about Alex Perry supposedly, like, maybe possibly stalking in the store, and he's like, round of applause for me, please, please give me some applause. I was like, oh. Reminds me of, like, who said that? I mean, Jeb Bush. I think he was at one point, he's like, oh, this is when you're supposed to clap or something like that.
He's so great. You know what one part stuck with me in this part of Keith's, like, episode is when he laid off the old guy, and the granny was just, like, sitting there, like, waving so sad. I was like, poor old lady.
They should put, like soft little piano music.
I know. I felt so bad for her. But he was trying to get him out of there. You know, that guy was back in the stock room.
I think he was secretly jealous of the old man. Like, he was, like, smoother than Keith. He's like, I want to be the only, you know, hot man here.
Yeah. But I think there was a dude working there now, like, a younger kid.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But he can own him, I guess.
Age range. Yeah. Know, like, yeah. They're both older. I don't know. But
yeah.
I would have dated the older guy. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. No. Just kidding. No.
So that's all for episode 6. So now we have some lunatic/Chris Lilly news.
We do. AfterBuzz TV news. So I just had a short news today. Actually, kind of interesting, goes back to what we were talking about earlier with where does Chris Lilly get his ideas from. And I found this article on another YouTube skit that was by a guy named Hamish Williams. And he actually did a skit several years ago, but it's got 7 million views on YouTube now. It's called the Tall Girl Skit. And it basically mirrors Becky, like, almost to a T, like, with the going under the doors and, like, her voice and, like, everything she says, that she's a crafter. So it's, like, basically, many people on the internet are saying he copied Becky from this. So I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to go watch that video or check out this article. I think it was in the Daily Mail. But I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
So the YouTuber, like, they're not actually that tall. It's just like a prank.
It's a prank. Yeah. Okay. It was a skit that they made. It's like two people together. Which basically just like Chris Lilly.
I need to watch them both back to back.
Yeah. Now I have to
once you watch it, cause I watched it earlier and I was like, oh wow. Is
that YouTuber from? Do you know?
Australia.
So this is
an Australian skit that was made many years ago, and it got, like, really popular on YouTube.
It could be, you know, maybe Chris is paying homage.
That's what I'm thinking. Because that's kind of like what he's doing with everything.
Now
right?
the guy's thinking of suing Chris Lilly.
How much do you think of this as actually coincidence? I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen went through sort of the same thing with the Borat character, actually. He actually got sued by somebody who thought was legitimately ripping them off. But do you think it's just like going back to homage or just coincidence? Or do you think they're blatantly ripping them off?
I don't know. I kind of. And maybe a little bit of both, but yeah, as you said, it's like, I mean, we live in Hollywood. It's like there's no new ideas.
That's true.
You know, it's like everything is
two mall cop movies around the same time.
Like, yeah.
Why do we need two mall cop movies?
But it's just hilarious. It's funny that it's another Australian comedian, and you know, so there's a lot of similarities. But I'll let you guys be the deciding judge on that.
Yeah, dang. I mean, maybe this guy was an inspiration to Chris Lilly. I don't know. I mean, we would love to have Chris Lilly on.
It's not like anyone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this isn't true, but like to me, like I don't think property put out on YouTube is intellectual property. Like I feel like anyone can do anything.
Yeah,
it's not like you own an idea.
Yeah,
unless it's a patented, you know, product. So.
You're the only one allowed to play a tall girl.
Like, right.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my news.
Wow. That is interesting. So
let us know what you think in the comments.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think about that.
And then also before we go tonight, we have some more memes.
Yes. I love memes.
Oh, I do too.
Me in 10 years when I'm completely done with society. Yes.
Who is that? Joyce?
Yes.
And she's holding what? Like a monkey or something?
Yeah, it looks like a stuffed... I don't know if it was like a real cat?
It's a stuffed monkey from what I'm seeing.
Oh my gosh. I love Joyce. That's definitely me in 10 years.
Yeah, so you just hate everyone, but you
love
them.
Oh God. Oh yes! That was something we forgot to talk about. His new fashion line, and it is so... fabulous.
Keith by oh. Keith Dick. Keith
and look, Keith Kim Dick. Kardashian has the same outfit, so.
He's inspired by Kim Kardashian.
I love that.
Oh,
I can't read that. What does it say?
It's like just the one. You don't have to see the text. It's just that typical one where like the.
Oh, he's looking back at the cast.
Yeah, he's looking back at Karen.
And Patika's in the back.
Oh my god, he's looking back at Karen. That as she's walking never, by. That's
that,
so funny.
That meme will never die. I love it. I can use it for so many things. So.
Oh my god.
Hope you guys enjoyed those memes.
Yes,
I did.
So that's all we have for episodes 5 and 6. And next week we'll be back with episodes 7 and 8. And we're like kind of getting down to things and we're getting more in the storyline. So I'm so curious like how this all ends. Because yes. all of Chris Lilly's other shows like have ended certain ways. So I'm like, I wonder how this one's going to go. So I'm really excited to find
out.
I'm
excited to see what else Gavin has in store for us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I hope he keeps flying that.
I'm hoping Jack and Lingers will, you know, get a punch sometime. I don't know.
From Aaron. We didn't see Aaron this episode.
Maybe
Aaron.
Becky's going to punch somebody soon. I don't
Why
know.
Doesn't she she's huge. Puzzle. She should just, like, pick them up by their shirts and, like,
exactly.
threaten them. But
yeah, hopefully her and Aaron will team up.
Yes. All right, guys. Anything else you have before we go?
Lucy, be a better sister. And Joyce and Reese, I hope you guys get together.
Oh. So maybe she'll break up with Les.
Yeah, because Reese seems to like
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Les.
And you can hang out with her for free if you guys actually date. You don't have to pay.
All right, guys. Well, tell everybody where they can find you at.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford and Alice's Adventures on Earth everywhere else.
At Instagram at More Than You Think 7 and on the Dead to Me After Show and the Society After Show.
Yes, and I'm Jesse Zanier. Thanks so much for joining us. Please comment on our video, like it, and we will comment back because we love talking lunatics with you guys. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Beckonators.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.